今天读给大家马蒂尔达的第二章 Mr. Wormwood, The Great Car Dealer。 这一章里主要讲述了 Mr. Wormwood, 马蒂尔达的爸爸，他是靠卖二手车来赚钱的。他先用一个很低的价格把这个又破又烂然后又旧的车买回来，他再用各种各样的手段把这个车再重新的去组装，然后还骗他的客户，还把这个车的价钱提得非常高。那善良的马蒂尔达，他就跟他的爸爸吵起来了。他吵又吵不过，于是他这个脑海里啊，就形成了一个恶作剧报复这么一个想法。那你们准备好跟我一起读了吗？咱们开始吧。
Matilda's parents own quite a nice house with three bedrooms upstairs, while on the ground floor there was a dining room and a living room and a kitchen. Her father was a dealer in second-hand cars, and it seemed he did pretty well at it.
Sawdust, he would say proudly, is one of the greatest secrets of my success, and it costs me nothing. I get it free from the sawmill.
What do you use it for? Matilda asked him.
Ha, the father said. Wouldn't you like to know?
I don't see how sawdust can help you sell second-hand cars, Daddy.
That's because you're an ignorant little twit, the father said.
His speech was never very delicate, but Matilda was used to it. She also knew that he liked to boast, and she would egg him on shamelessly.
You must be very clever to find a use for something that costs nothing, she said. I wish I could do it.
You couldn't, the father said. You're too stupid. But I don't mind telling young Mike here about it, seeing he'll be joining me in the business one day.
Ignoring Matilda, he turned to his son and said,
I'm always glad to buy a car when some fool has been crashing the gears so badly.They're all worn out and rattle like mad. I get it cheap. Then all I do is mix a lot of sawdust with the oil in the gearbox, and it runs as sweet as a nut.
How long will it run like that before it starts rattling again? Matilda asked him.
Long enough for the buyer to get a good distance away, the father said, grinning. About 100 miles.
But that's dishonest, Daddy.Matilda said, it's cheating.
No one ever got rich being honest, the father said. Customers were there to be diddled.
Mr. Wormwood was a small, ratty-looking man, whose front teeth stuck out underneath a thin, ratty mustache. He liked to wear jackets with large, brightly colored checks, and he sported ties that were usually yellow or pale green.
Now take mileage, for instance, he went on,Anyone who's buying a second-hand car, the first thing he wants to know is how many miles it's done, right?
Right, the son said.
So I buy an old dump that's got about 150,000 miles on the clock. I get it cheap. But no one's going to buy it with a mileage like that, are they? And these days, you can't just take the speedometer out and fiddle the numbers back like you used to 10 years ago.They fixed it so it's impossible to tamper with it, unless you're a ready watchmaker or something. So, what do? I use my brains, lady. That's what I do.
How? Young Michael asked, fascinated. He seemed to have inherited his father's love of crookery.
I sit down and say to myself, how can I convert a mileage reading of 150,000 into only 10,000?Without taking the speedometer to pieces. Well, if I were to run the car backwards for long enough, then obviously that would do it. The numbers would click backwards, wouldn't they? But who's going to drive a flaming car in reverse for thousands and thousands of miles? You couldn't do it.
Of course you couldn't, young Michael said.
Mr. Wormwood 到底想出了什么法子？我们下集揭晓。